We continue on This Week in Rays Baseball, and our feature guest this week is Asdrubal Cabrera. And Cabby, you have played well at shortstop all year long, but the last few weeks, your offense has been unbelievable. What is the biggest difference between before you went on the DL, when it looked like you were really starting to get going, and now?
I think the thing is I work hard every day, you know, and be strong in my mind too. Early on the year was a little tough for me, but on the kind of play, I like to come every day to the bullpen and enjoy my job and work hard.
Is there anything you found either on tape or an adjustment that all of a sudden everything started to go that much better where you're playing like an all-star again?
Not yet. I mean, like I'm saying, I'm just come to the ballpark, enjoy my game, you know, and I try to have fun, try to help the team to win, and that's what I try to do when I come to a ballpark.
When did you start to? Because it's not easy when you go to a new team to feel comfortable. When did you really start to feel comfortable? And who helped you the most? Do you think feel that way?
No, I think that the first day when I come to a spring training, everybody make me feel like comfy. On the clubhouse, we got really good guys, nice teammates in here. So I know Kevin Cash from Cleveland and Shell too, the hitting coach. And most of those guys, I'm playing with Susan in Washington. So I'm be here. I'm being in the league for a couple, well, a little bit. So I know most of the guy.
You mentioned Kevin. How has it been like to play under him as a manager? Because you knew him as a coach in Cleveland.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm enjoying play for him. He's the same guy when I meet him in Cleveland and right now. He's the guy work with the players and let you play the game. And I'm really comfy to play for him.
What about Shelty? Because you had really good run when you were with him in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a great hitting coach, too. He's the hitting coach, talk with the players no matter how you doing. He's the guy try to help you a lot, and he's really fine to work with him because he's the funny guy too. He come to when you a little struggling, he trying to make you smile every day. So I'm enjoying working.
You obviously have played not good shortstop. You played very well at shortstop. What has it meant to play so well defensively more than anything?
I'm trying to do my best all the time, no matter if I'm defense or offensively. I'm just come to enjoy, and like I'm saying, I'm enjoying my game. I'm fucking every pitch, every game, every hitter. I think that's the key to do what I'm doing right now.
When you talk about the game of baseball, obviously you have a tremendous amount of passion for it. You grew up in Venezuela. When did you realize you wanted to play baseball, that's what you wanted to do for your life?
Wow, I think when I started playing baseball when I was 4 years old. And my family from my mom, that was the guy who played baseball. And my mom, she loved baseball too. She was my coach my first 2 years in Little League. And I'm enjoying a lot of play.
You always play shortstop when you were a kid? Is that what you always wanted to do?
Yeah, when I was start playing baseball when I was a kid, I started playing shortstop. And even when I'm signed my first year in professional baseball here with Seattle, I was in shortstop.
You wear number 13, which for Venezuela is a pretty important number. Did you always wear 13?
No. When I was down Double A, I'm using 11, number 11, because my brother, he loved that number. And I'm start wore that number, and as soon as I got caught up, the Indians organization, they saved that number for me. So
that must have felt pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. More when you got a guy in Cleveland using for a long time, like Omar Vizquel. He wore that number for a long time in Cleveland. So the soon they give me that number, I feel like somebody put a little pressure and try to put pressure on me, but I enjoy using number two.
Because that number means a lot to almost every shortstop from their country, from David Concepcion to Vizquel to Ozzie Guillen. Do you have a favorite of shortstops that you used to like when you were little?
Yeah, I mean, I watch Omar Vizquel and Ozzie Guillen. Those are the two shortstops. When I was growing up, I never watch David Concepcion play because I'm not even born. But when I start got up, I watch Omar Vizquel and Austin Guillen a lot.
Again, we're chatting with Asdrubal Cabrera on This Week in Rays Baseball. Do you remember the first time you met either Omar Vizquel or Ozzie Guillen? And what was that like when you met them for the first time?
Yeah, the first time I met Omar Vizquel was in Venezuela. I was playing over there in he was playing for the same team in Venezuela too. So that was kind of special for me. I never thinking that I'm going to meet Omar Vizquel. And Ozzie Guillen, when I saw him, he was manager in White Sox. So that was a really good moment for me and kind of special in my career.
Did you tell him how much you meant or how much he meant to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Omar to Omar Vizquel because after that he came a lot to Cleveland too to play over there. And it was really excited to play over there.
When I say the word shortstop, what do you think makes a really, really good shortstop?
I don't know. I like that position because that's really quick. I mean, you got to be like in the game all the time. You know, you got to be in focus all the time. And that's why I like to play there.
Did you always switch hit? Because that is a very hard thing to do, to have both sides going.
Yeah, the soon I started playing baseball, my mom, she was the one to put me to hit both sides on the plate. And I'm just starting swinging both sides, and I don't feel comfy. And that was a long time ago.
Obviously, we know what shortstops you like, but were there hitters, switch hitters, that you like to watch?
I watch everybody. Yeah, I'm trying to learn to everybody. When I saw big great hitters in the play, and I watch the baseball and just try to focus and see what they do and how they do it.
Obviously, you have a lot of pride in wearing 13 and playing shortstop. I know you have a lot of pride in your son, Mayer, seeing him around the clubhouse and the smile that's on your face. What does it mean to have him around you when the team is home playing games?
It's nothing better when you got your son with you when you're working, you know. And the good thing is he loves baseball too. Mm-hmm. He tell me all the time that he's gonna be better than me, so that made me feel happy, you know. And he loves to come to the ballpark, watch me play, even when I'm doing good or when I'm not. He told me all the time when I strike out like 3 times of the game. When I get home, he told me all the time why I'm strike out all the time. Yeah, but that's kind of special when I can talk with him. He's really young, but he's really smart too. He loves the game. He understands the game a lot. So he's the one when I come home, we start talking about baseball. And I'm telling all the time him that we learn every day something about baseball.
Does it make it that much easier when you're just because he's there? Because it's so very few people get to do that, to have their son grow up on the game like him.
Yeah, I think make me feel like really comfy, you know. And when you talk with your son, and when he loves what you're doing, and when he thinking that he's gonna be better than you, I mean, that's kind of special for me. And I hope one day he's gonna be better than me.
Now, is he gonna play shortstop?
I don't know. He loves play first and catcher too. So whatever he wanna play, so that's gonna be good for me.
His obviously his dad is his favorite player, but does he have any other players he really likes and grown to like in this clubhouse?
Oh yeah, he loves Mike Trout. Yeah, Miguel Cabrera. When he saw this guy play, he gets excited. And even when we play with LA in Tampa, he made me to go to the LA clubhouse to take a photo with Mike Trout and Albert Pujols too. So he loves everybody. He the kind of player he knows who's good, who's not. So I'm really sad.
You've had some very good moments this year, not only the way you've played lately, but you picked up 1,000 hits. What did that mean to you? Because obviously you've had a good long career.
I mean, those 1,000 hits coming are, I'm say all the time, the right situation, because I was like I was hitting like 210 in the moment, and my wife, she was the one telling me, hey, well, you hit 220 right now, but you got 1,000 hit in almost 1,000 game too. It's not everybody can do, 1,000 game and 1,000 hits on the same time. And that made me thinking like that was true. That was last, that I have. I don't have like bad career, and it's kind of special for me. I mean, it when you start play baseball, you saw those 1,000 like really far, and the soon you did it, you were thinking like, wow, that I did it. So
you went to the playoffs last year. You went to the playoffs with Cleveland. You're in 13, and your first year there. This team is still in the playoff race. What would it mean to go back to the postseason for you?
Hey, for me, that's the key when you start the season. You want to be there in October. So now we got to think it's to win. I would love to make the playoff. And because when you got, when you play this league for a little bit, or you want to win. I love to win, I hear loss all the time. And that's why the reason I'm picked to come here to Tampa, because this is the kind of team don't have big names, but they play good baseball, and they always fight every year, and the last couple years they make the playoffs too, so.
You obviously love baseball. When you're not playing, what do you like to do? What do you do to relax?
I'm trying to join my sons. My kids, I got 3 kids, and I love to be at home. I like horses too. I got horses in home. I like go to the beach and enjoy my life. You know, my vacation with my family, and I got a big family in Venezuela. I like to come. I like to go there and have fun with them.
Well, hopefully your off season is still a ways away, because there's a lot of baseball to be played in October. Continued success. Thanks for a few minutes on This Week in Rays Baseball.
Thank you.